You guys ready?
How you sound, Gary?
Ah-ha! Oh, that wasted the good one. Ah-ha!
You guys ready? Kick tires, light the fires. Welcome to Heat Treated Garage, where friends come together to share their love of life, creativity, and everything in between. Episode 3 of Season 2. The fellas around the table with me tonight. As always, to my left, the dude.
As always, except for one time.
Well, this is a new season. You've always been to my left during the new season.
I've been to every episode this season.
Right.
How's everybody doing tonight? Well, not you might listen to it in the morning, but...
Going... Kitty corner, catus wampus across the table.
Clockwise.
We got the Wookiee.
See, I can perform. Ha ha, Geyer.
And then bouncing it back across the table next to him, Big G.
Hey, everybody.
And last but certainly never least, to my right, Das Chad.
Hello.
And of course, sitting at the helm, driving the boat tonight, your captain. How's everybody doing tonight?
Depends if you push us into a bridge or not.
Just don't watch for the black smoke. We're dropping the anchor.
Yeah.
All right.
What? Silence.
So, we're going to start out with, it's a new season. We're trying to kind of, we want to get our listeners more involved. And we're going to, each week, we're going to have a different opening segment.
If we have participation.
If we have participation. Court came up with some ideas here. And in no particular, because we don't know what order we're going to do them, but a different one each week for a month, and then we'll rotate them back in.
And just kind of see what people but think.
We want the listeners to participate.
If they think it's interesting or not. So, idea number one is ask the fellas. So, ask the fellas can be any questions sent to us in Messenger, Heat Treated Facebook page, or HTG Patron Facebook page. Basically, ask us questions about a project you have going on, relationship advice, life advice.
You can imagine the relationship advice we'd give, so...
Like, hey!
Ask it.
Hey, 4 out of 5 fellas are happily married.
The 5th one's living happily, too.
The 5th one's happily single.
So, but yeah, I mean, kind of think... dear Abby, but dear fellas, and
dear fellas,
what would you want to hear our advice on?
Oh, Jesus.
Idea.
Hey, it doesn't have to be just advice.
It can be anything.
It can be anything.
Ask the fellas.
It could be your household project. We had some of those early on, household project questions, or if you're working on hot rod or thinking about starting a project, house, hot rod, whatever. Ask us.
What would we do?
How would you do it? Don't do it like we do, but we'll help inspire you.
We're never short on opinions.
True that.
All of our advice, it still has to be inspected by your local inspector, and they might not like it. But it will work.
They just might not like it.
What else we got?
Number two, we're stealing this from Stacey David, kind of.
Hey. If we're going to steal something, at least we're stealing something from a cool guy.
So what do you have burning? So send us cool projects you're working on. Doesn't have to be car. Doesn't have to be Jeep. Doesn't have to be anything specific.
It can be at your work on the house.
Anything. Send us what
cool
your
cool fire pit out back. Yep.
What's burning at your house? And every week we'll go through and we'll pick one or two of what's been burning from your guys.
And talk about them.
We'll talk about them. If we're drunk, we might critique them. We might talk shit.
You never know.
If we've got your phone number, you might get a phone call.
You might get something in the mail. You never know.
Never know what happens. So send us your projects on what's burning. We're thinking about doing some kind of meet the listener, which would be like an application process to join us around the table, either in person
or
on the phone.
Through technology.
Through technology. And just do like a 15-20 minute, hey, what's up? Just talk with a listener. And last but not least, since we do this already, marketplace finds, where each of us around the table will try to find some prior to the recording, some interesting things that we would,
or listeners could send us some interesting things.
It's kind of one of those situations where we might not tell you we won the lottery, but there'd be signs. So random cool things that we find on Marketplace.
Or the crazy things.
That we want to talk. The crazy shit we find
like,
on Marketplace.
Like a pallet of scrap lumber for $20.
If that sells, I got a whole pile of wood out back, Jim. You can sell all of it.
I guarantee Jimbo Billy Bob will have that sold.
He's probably going to get $59.99 for it.
What'd you say? He's like, he'll probably get $2,000 for it.
I said $50 or $40 for it.
Hey, he's liquidating. He's downsizing.
We should do an episode from Jimbo Billy Bob's shed and randomly pick things out and sell it on Facebook.
Oh my God, that'd be fun.
That's two. That is two episodes that are going to happen out there now because we are going to. He's dying to come back.
We take everything down to the lake.
We're going to have to figure out to transport, but we're going to go down there. It's probably going to be kind of a shit show because there's going to be probably at least 8 to 10 fellas sitting on the deck. I think we're going to have to do it inside just for background noise. I don't know. We'll see. But I kind of got this idea. We've talked about then the guys over at On the Rocks podcast, which I'm going to shout out right away before we forget. Adam Bartram from On the Rocks podcast is now a patron.
Thank you.
He is our newest patron, so thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
And Julian and Zach, come on, step up your game. The other two guys on that podcast, they talk about us every episode.
They're probably sharing a password.
And if you know what, if that's fine, I don't care. So I'm going to be they're one of the maybe possible future guests that we'll have coming up too. Crawler Off Road is going to be coming up real soon. But back what I was talking about with. Out at Jimbo's place is we're going to get, when he was on, he talked about his buddies that I grew up with that were like my uncles, like you guys are to my kids. He's working on getting them to come over and we're going to have the fellas with the, I don't want to call them the old fellas, but.
No, they're the first gen.
First gen fellas with the next gen fellas or whatever, however you want to word it. So we're getting that put together. Here soon, but I love the idea. We'll sit in it. which building?
I don't care. You just gotta randomly grab something out of the box. We'll go on live.
We'll
open it up, and if we like it, we'll sell it. If we don't like we'll ship it to a random person that we know. They're at
prize packs.
Prize
packs from Jimbo Billy Bob's treasure trove.
Treasures.
So
the other thing we could do is give everybody like 15 minutes. Just to go through the shed and find something that they want Jim to tell you a story about.
We could do that. That would be awesome segment too.
In the shed?
Yeah. Why is this here?
Yep. Yes. That would be a fun ass episode.
In 60 seconds or less.
Oh. That's good. That's.
Oh, you really handcuffed him there.
This hubcap. We talked for an hour. This hubcap.
It might take him 60 seconds just to tell us how he got
it. Just to put this in perspective for the people that don't know my dad, the movie in Indiana Jones where they go in the warehouse and it just like goes on forever and there's just boxes to the ceiling. That's like his shit.
But we have never called Jimbo Billy Bob and said, "Hey, do you have?"
And he not come
and
through.
And he finds it. Oh, yes, I've got one of those. Middle of the night. Do you have any 1.5 PVC pipe? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do.
Yeah, it might be in this spot here.
And then we drive out there in the middle of the night. And
I have
what
stopped out there before when like they're on vacation to check the place, and then just randomly walk through the building trying to familiarize myself where things are at, if in case I ever need it.
You're scoping out his joint. You just admitted that on the air.
I know. Man. Somebody's got to know where it's at.
True that.
He does.
So, anyways. So those are our upcoming segments for that we'll start with probably next week.
Yeah, I think we can do one next week.
And we'll see. I'm hoping we're going to have the crawler guys on next week. I think everybody's back home from traveling, and we'll check in with Rick and his new puppy, Atlas, that we'll talk more about and what's burning.
Sweet.
So with that, let's roll into the main topic. And Geyer came up with the main topic. I try to not be the guy that always comes up with topics. So I threw it out there earlier today. I'm like, hey, any ideas? We've always got Annie, and you know, she's smarter than all of us, so she always has ideas in the back and it, waiting in the wings if we need it. But Geyer came up with an awesome one, so throw it out there.
I was just reading an article today and about all the current muscle cars that are getting discontinued. And it was just kind of this, the slow death of gasoline powered muscle cars is dying.
Okay. So you said gasoline powered muscle cars. Is there anything but a gasoline powered muscle car? So let's start here.
I mean, are we, just from a pure, like,
I wanted.
If we're talking performance, I mean,
this is an interesting question to kick this off.
There's a lot of Teslas that'll fucking stomp it. I mean, I would call that not a traditional muscle car. Okay. It's a performance car.
It's a performance car.
It's a performance car.
Let's do this without trying to. And this is going to be easier. The more guys go, but everybody,
let's make a distinction between the two. When we say muscle car, we mean
that's where I'm going with this. Let's each think. Just take a second. What is a muscle car to you? And then share it. Who wants to go first? Or I'll pick one of you.
Muscle car is
Court
gas powered, manual transmission, posi rear end, loud exhaust.
Okay. Chad, what's a muscle car to you?
And to me, there hasn't been a muscle car made since the Viper.
Okay.
No nanny aids, no nothing. All muscle.
Brad.
All driver.
I'm thinking of like older vehicles, like from our parents' generation. That
traditional.
The traditional older cars that have mm-hmm. are gasoline powered, lots of horsepower and torque. It may not even have to have that. It's just, they were just kick-ass cars and would lay the rubber down the highway.
Okay. Gary, what about you?
Do you want
me to go first? Since you've read the article, so you...
I mean, you can't... I mean, and they had a lot of different kinds of... In this article, they listed off, like... And I wish I could find the article. It was all makes and models that they went
through. Let me throw... I'll twist it just a second for you. When somebody says muscle car, what's the first car that comes to your mind?
Mustang or a Camaro.
Okay. Late, so a traditional
mid to late 60s.
Okay.
That's just the first thing that pops mm-hmm. into my head.
So for me, when you say muscle car,
the first real muscle car that I really got a ride in that freaking blow your hair back was one of my buddies had in high school had a 69 Camaro SS that was set up for drag racing mm-hmm. and that fucker would rip. I still remember we were heading up. We left his house. He lived on Hollywood Boulevard. We pulled up, made a little right, little left, took off straight up Hall Street. It was one of the straightest, longest roads in West Union that was flat. And he stuffed that freaking gas pedal to the floor. And, you know, it was like that old bet, you know, like I'll tape a $100 bill.
Right.
And if you can get it before I get to 60, it's yours. Mm-hmm. And I'm slammed back in the seat, and I look over, and the speedometer is at, like, 60. I'm like, that is the fastest 60 fucking miles an hour I've ever been. And he goes, yeah, we were going closer to 90.
So, for me, you say muscle car. Yeah, it's that 69 to 72, 76.
Before the gas embargo.
Before the embargoes. But really, there's two cars that instantly click in my head when you say muscle car. First and foremost, always a 68, 69 Camaro, V8 manual transmission, like you said, posi, probably got the old classic hijackers in the back. It's got a little bit wider, bigger tire on the back. That's always going to be the classic muscle car to me. And the second one that always jumps in is a Corvette, but I always kind of lean the Corvette more towards the performance side more than a muscle car.
More like supercar.
Like a supercar end of it. But it's always like the classic Stingray, because that's what Dad had when I grew up, was those cars. Those are the cars, you know, and I think that's probably from everybody our age. That's when you say muscle car. I mean, it goes without saying, you got to throw in the Cuda or the, you know, the Roadrunner.
The Civic.
So I guess for me, muscle car one, when you snap the throttle, people got to
snap
their head.
People got to
catch attention.
People got to snap their head and say, what the fuck is that?
So what's interesting...
Because it's got to get their attention. It doesn't matter what the exhaust note is, but it's got to get people's attention.
The one thing, we all went around this table, the one thing that I thought would come out that was very interesting that didn't, nobody said V8. Because I can name one muscle car that I think of when I think of the span of muscle cars, that's not a V8. That's a Buick Grand National.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my faves, too. I mean,
I guess for me, it was kind of a V8's a prerequisite. Like, you don't get to be a muscle car without a V8. Like, that's kind of one of the prereqs.
Fun fact I've shared before, every muscle car I've ever owned has been a 6-cylinder.
So you kind of had the weak sister of...
kind of, yes.
And but, I mean, you had
I don't that. Consider you the Grand National a muscle car, though. I mean, it's a fast car.
It's a performance car.
It's on the tail end. It's a muscle car because it was producing big horsepower in the time when all the emissions bullshit was going on and all that. But
I love the Grand National. I just don't.
You know,
don't
the Grand. So, the but in the scheme car. Of all this, I mean, Dodge. In the article, I caught a little bit of what you shared to us earlier was, and I'm gonna shut up and let you take it. Talk about, you said the slow death of the muscle car.
Well, I mean, when's the Camaro discontinued? When are they stopping production of that?
I don't know that I've seen a date, honestly.
This will be the second time in, what was it, 2003 the last time they discontinued it, or
2002 was last year, the Camaro.
And then they brought it back in what year?
Oh, 2010?
So they've Lazarus'd the Camaro once already. It was dead. They brought it back. And now it lasted for, what, 20 years? They brought it back what year, Chad?
Somewhere around 2010.
So, you know, about 8 years later. And
So Google, the Gigglebox says, after 9 strong model years in the market with hundreds of thousands sold, the 6th generation Camaro will retire at the conclusion of the model 2024. And I had heard they were sunsetting it, but I hadn't heard an official date yet.
And the Challenger, dead. And there was like an Aston Martin they're freaking killing. Porsche killed the 911.
I hadn't heard that either.
Now you see it here in your guys' reaction. Now I'm.
I don't follow Porsche though, as a you know it what was, I mean. Like, it was I don't in the follow. Article.
I thought they said because Porsche is making a commitment to EV, like they're switching everything over to EV. I want to see how their 24 hours of Le Mans works in a fucking electric car.
They'll pull around a diesel generator with them.
Yeah, the 5th gen started in 2010, went to 2015.
So, and what I guess I don't get about it is, why are they killing the Camaro? Did it not have numbers? Were people? I mean, nobody wants a fucking Dodge anyway, even though it is a Challenger.
Okay, so I'm gonna closet Dodge fan here. I want a Challenger. I want a newer Challenger, but it won't be a Challenger when I'm done with it.
Don't get me wrong. The new Challengers were freaking cool as shit, especially when they did their Hellcat packages and their freaking...
The Demon and all
yeah,
the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I liked all that stuff.
I want to do a forest green Challenger with the white hockey puck and then rebadge it to be a Plymouth. Be a Roadrunner.
It'd be a sweet car.
Wyatt's Roadrunner.
Throwback to Wyatt. Yeah.
Throwback to Wyatt's
when
Roadrunner.
When that car came out, I was like, whoa. Like
when all those
they
came out,
brought
I mean,
back the Dodge, original old school looking cars.
Anyway, so when Dodge brought those back, Mustang was still here, but what else was here? American muscle car. So, Camaro wasn't in production yet.
So
when those first came out, the Charger and the Challengers.
And through all this, my big question is, why does the Mustang continue to survive?
Because Ford just doesn't let it die. Because it's the flagship. Ford. I mean, when anybody says Ford, there's only two vehicles that instantly come to mind. The F-150 and the Mustang.
F-Series, I think. It's trucks. Ford trucks and Mustangs.
Okay, yeah, F-Series. But Mustang always comes up first. There's no other iconic vehicle than a Mustang. And I'm not a Ford guy, but I love Mustangs. My first car was a Mustang. But I don't think it's so much...
But honestly, that's what you think of when you think of Chevy, too.
It's Camaro. Corvette. Camaro.
Corvette, yes.
Right. But the problem is I think there's still some true car people in the upper ranks of Ford. The people at Chevy, they could give shit less about cars.
It's because they took government bailout money.
They all have taken government bailout money at some time. They're all in bed with the government.
Oh, this, hell yeah.
This was a discussion Dave and I had Saturday standing around the truck. We're talking about this stuff. But I think, look at the people that, I mean, look at younger than us. How many people care about driving a car?
Yeah, my older son, I had to make him get his driver's license. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, I'm done taking you to work. Get your license.
How many different manufacturers have a car that looks exactly like my Ford Escape?
All of them.
How many of them have everything that looks the same as a Toyota Camry? I mean...
And we beat this horse.
Right.
On at least one or two occasions. Yep. It's because that's what the consumers want. That's the look they're going for.
So is it what the consumers want, or is it that the same... Everybody's too afraid. You take Dodge out of the... Dodge has been the only one that has stepped out of the box.
Or everybody's fighting for the same consumer.
There's, right? Yes.
I think most of it is...
The same consumers that have the money to buy it.
But most guys like us, like, you're not... None of us are going to go to the dealership and buy a new muscle car. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not going to go to the dealership and buy a new fucking anything.
But I was going to say that too.
I'm just saying, we would much rather have an old something to make unique in our own.
Right.
You know, versus just getting a Mustang off and then driving around on
it. We are a dying breed.
We are.
And I think for the most part, our listeners are also, I think a lot of our listeners are in that category where they'd rather have something that is maybe not
cookie cutter.
It's not. They want something they wouldn't feel bad about hacking into it or swapping suspension.
I think, just looking at who I know is cut, I think we're probably a 70-30 split on that, because I think we have some listeners that they like nicer vehicles, but they're not going to hack them up. But they can appreciate the craftsmanship gone into something that's been hacked up and put together.
I think those are the same. I would kind of lump those folks in with the others as well.
Okay.
I mean.
But then I look at outside our listenership to across. You got to go bigger in Iowa. But you look across the nation, in most of your major metropolitan areas, they've got transit systems, whatever. I mean, they don't want a car. They don't want the inconvenience of a car. This goes even bigger. I mean, how many people want to live in a condo because they don't want to mow their lawn? They don't want to have to own a lawnmower.
How are they going to ground themselves if they don't have a yard?
They don't care. They're plugged into their internet.
They're plugged into their bed.
They're going to go to the city park to ground themselves, Guy. But the love affair with the muscle car has died with the advancement in technology. Look at any of the newer movies.
I mean,
is there a cool car in them anymore?
At some point,
I don't watch movies.
Have they made muscle cars too safe?
That's
a lot of it.
That was my whole point.
I know. Yeah. I think, and that's what I was coming back to. It's like they've
expand
made
on that,
too
Chad.
Safe. They took the driver out of it.
Basically, the last true muscle car made was the Viper, because it was all driver. There was no nanny aids whatsoever in that car.
There's no traction control, no nothing.
It was the muscle between your ears that kept that thing on the road.
I agree with that.
So it didn't have analog brakes or anything?
At least the first ones. The last ones maybe.
I think the last ones had analog brakes. You know, okay, so this goes even further.
You're one fuse away from not having analog brakes, though.
But is it the consumer that drove the death of the muscle car because of technology in the muscle cars, the nannies, or is it people that don't even drive themselves, thinking that they know better than you to keep you safe.
That's part of it, but I also think that they've priced the normal guy out of a car like that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have an extra... You're not going to drive a Mustang around all the time for your daily driver most of the time. It's because it's not practical.
At least not in Iowa.
Yeah, right. It's not practical, especially if you have kids or anything like that. I think they've made it so... It used to be you had a muscle car that was your weekend cruiser, the one you polished and played with, you know, once in a while. It's like hard to afford another vehicle.
It was like the Harley that you spent all day Saturday shining up so that you could drive down to the gas station to get a case of beer and come back.
But that's what it used to. That's what the muscle cars used to be. But now they're so much money to go buy one.
A Dodge Demon's $135,000.
Yeah, I mean, so one of the
what was it, that F-250 Super Baja that Logan saw? Yep.
That was like
three of them on the trailer. They started $155,000.
Yeah, screw that.
I'm like, so I was trying to pull it up. The house we just bought, I paid like $5,000 more than that for it. And in 20 years, when that thing's when people are buying that for $10,000, my house will still be worth.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the market does with the newer muscle vehicles.
And I would. At least from what we've all said, there isn't a muscle car out there anymore. Now they're more the supercar, the performance with all the nanny aids, like Chad was
they're
saying.
They're cool as shit. Some of them are cool. Oh, like, I got to see a new vet cool up I'm close not saying, and personal. Yeah. That cool-looking car.
Because, I mean, those Corvette, don't get me wrong, a Corvette, the performance value, bang for buck, you get with a Corvette?
I don't know if there's anything.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I don't think there's anything that touches a vet until you get into the exotics, the Ferraris, the Europeans.
It goes from the Corvette. What's the highest level of Corvette? Like 130, 40, 50?
Right in there somewhere. Is it the Z06?
To get a European car. Putting out the same amount of performance, you're probably going to drop $300,000. You're probably going to have to double.
I don't know.
Bang for buck out of a Corvette is absolutely ridiculous. And I know there was a lot of purists that hated when they put the engine in the back of that thing, but I thought that was a game changer for them.
They had to stay relevant.
The looks of it have. I've honestly never been a vet guy.
Since they went to the rear engine.
I'm the guy that says, you know, Corvette, the Corvette died with the Stingray.
Yeah, so. You grew up with the
purist. Yeah, that's the purist in me.
And I've just personally never been a huge fan of the
Vets. They suck to ride in. They ride terrible.
That new one, but if I had the money, I'd get one.
So that'd be one sign that Court won the lottery.
Yeah, if you see me rolling around in a vet with mud tires on it, I won the lottery. See,
here we go. Hey, somebody else already tried. Pissed off the vet community by putting mud tires on the vet. So
someone did that already.
Oh yeah, they did it years ago.
I'm gonna look up and see what the closest Ferrari cost, the cheapest Ferrari.
That's not a 308,
right?
Well, I don't know anything about Ferraris.
Magnum PI.
I know a guy that's got one.
Never seen it.
Actually, it's supposed to be back on the road this summer. The same guy that owns that car, one of his favorite cars to drive is a Mini Cooper. But he's got a collection.
So the newest Ferrari, the cheapest one, is $247,000.
So, like, what, 75% more than a vet?
That's the Roma Spider.
And the Corvette would probably slaughter it.
It'd be close.
Well, when you say slaughter in races like that, like...
It depends what kind of race we're talking to.
Right. But, I don't know. I just read that article, but, and it kind of...
You know, I
feel bad for you. I do feel bad for kids these days.
Ew, the Roma Spider's ugly as shit.
Because they just don't know. They don't know what they're missing out on.
Well,
there's a handful of them that still like there's a
pocket of them, but it's still
it's a small fucking
pocket. It's a small pocket. Yeah. For
and
sure.
It's getting smaller.
Yeah.
But it's just it goes back to that, you know, like Chad said, it's not a driving experience anymore. And kids don't want to drive. Everything's at their fingertips. Now you don't have to. I mean, if you don't want to drive, you don't have to go get dinner.
It's a little different for us in rural Iowa.
Yeah,
you can't DoorDash, but like bigger cities like Cedar Rapids, like you can DoorDash.
Yeah.
All the time, and yeah, you wouldn't have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Any city that has a metro system,
but
you know, well, even trains or buses,
even
or,
maybe that's a money opportunity. Maybe we just need to start like an Uber Eats in Manchester.
Because you want less people to want to drive?
Don't start that. I'd be the fattest fuck you've ever met. I'm already getting there. I don't need you to make me any fatter, Court.
So,
I'm just saying money opportunity. But
it's... Where was my thought going on this? I lost it. Gone.
But to also what we were talking about, like the death of the muscle car, like EV sales are plummeting. Tesla's firing 14,000 people.
Well, everybody worldwide. Figured out it's not the answer, finally. I mean, they're starting to figure out it's not the answer.
I don't know if...
I think people are starting to realize it.
Back to cost. It costs too damn much to have one. They're expensive as shit.
It costs too much
to get... You have to put a giant charging system at your house.
I think there's going to be a huge implosion in the whole vehicle market because all of them cost too much. I don't care if it's a diesel truck or... an economy car. And then somebody like Toyota comes out and they would say, hey, we can make this affordable truck that anybody could own. Oh.
Except for Americans.
Yeah. Except for Americans because, you know, it goes back to the biggest problem we got all the way across the board. What is it, Court? Starts with...
Safety.
It's the other big G.
Government.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why you couldn't, that's why you couldn't get one of those GTRs.
Right. What... We know better than you. We got to keep you safe. You need anti-lock brakes.
Take the warning labels off of shit.
You need airbags. You got to have 16 fucking airbags in your car.
Yo, dude, you're on to something.
Fuck yeah. No more safety.
For fucking real. Like, take the safety. Like, if you're not smart enough to figure out that you shouldn't stick your dick beaters underneath the deck of your fucking lawnmower, maybe you and your fingers should part ways. I don't know.
But that's what it is. It's constantly trying to protect
idiots.
People. Yeah. And it's because they've constantly tried to protect them. That's made them even dumber.
Yeah. It's because because those people reproduce faster than ones that think.
Perfect example. Right out at your place yesterday, running the skid loader. Damn near took the bumper off a car because. Yeah. Grew up in town, didn't realize that, hey, heavy equipment move around and has the right of way. I get out of the way.
Yep.
I wouldn't have felt bad at all. I wouldn't have.
The thing that I always go back to is...
Kelly did.
Is something Chapman always said with heavy equipment operators. If you can't see their eyes, you have to assume they can't see you.
Exactly.
And they're moving like... Like you're backing up, like you got 50 feet behind you because there's no one there because there shouldn't be anybody 50 feet.
Here's one of those nanny things, backup camera. I put one on the skid loader. It was useless yesterday with where the sun was backing up. I was backing up into the sun. I had no idea.
And with all the dust and the
wind. Oh, yeah, like dust went everywhere. Couldn't see anything.
It was like a dust bowl out there.
I mean, they've even taken cars to the point where, you don't have to parallel park anymore. The car will do it for you.
Push a button.
I tell you what, I give my wife hell. I give her a hard time all the time. She is a horrendous parker. Like, she can't pull into a straight in or angled parking spot to save her fucking life, but she might be able to parallel park better than I can. I don't know what it is, but
she drives a roller skate.
She can hits those freaking spots, and I hop out, and I'm like, fuck, you're only like 6 inches off the curb, woman. Nice work.
What?
I don't know what it is about. She can parallel park.
It's just, and all these safety things, and I like Chad's word for it, nannies, drive up the cost.
Oh, 100%.
And they drive down the fun.
No.
Like, if I want to whip a donut in my pickup, I got to hold this button, push this button, do this, and it still won't really let me do it.
That's why you just need to go pull a fuse.
Mm. But sometimes I just want to whip a shitty at random. Like, hold on, guys. I'm going to stop, pull this fucking fuse out, and then whip two shitties before the cops get here.
I'll put a switch in it for you.
I don't know. Hey, I don't even think pull a fuse. If
you'll be done soon enough, right, she'll whip shitties. We don't need to start tearing into the Tundi.
Because the only company that's...
Zero fun.
The only company that's got more integrated, one system's got to talk to another than Toyota is Chrysler.
So well, even if you pulled the track, like the ABS fuse, the traction control is still going to take over and pull power from the engine.
Traction control goes through the ABS. As soon as your ABS doesn't work, your traction control won't work. At least in every vehicle I've ever had, as soon as the freaking ABS light comes on, the traction control light's on too.
We talk about this. Oh, no. I'm out of cola.
And maybe you've had a different experience, Chad, but in all the ones that I've had, as soon as the ABS is disabled, so's the traction control, and usually the stability control's gone too.
Hey, guess what else? Kyra had a meltdown the other night. This was funny. We were working on his favorite four-letter word.
What were we working on?
No. Okay. This is just a little rabbit trail here. Funny. We were working on his favorite four-letter word, and it has a... we found out that the AB, or the front wheel bearings are gone.
My least favorite four.
That's your favorite. And he learned that when the traction control and ABS lights are on, because something's wrong in the system, it disables the cruise control.
After we change the switch.
Pulled the whole steering column apart, change the switch. So
I did not. That was big G.
No, you were all, I'm done with them. I'm totally done with them. You weren't already.
No, yeah. I wasn't working. You guys were doing most of that. But that... Fuck them.
I say it every day. We'll leave it at that. Let's move on.
Fuck them.
How do you really feel?
I feel like if you liked the body, you should pull it off and put it on any other chassis and drivetrain than a Jeep.
I feel like he's pissed off and mad about it.
Hey, leave the chassis out of it. The chassis is the only good part of those vehicles.
No, it's the body.
No, it's the frame.
No, it's the body because that's why everybody buys them. Why do you like your XJ Court? Because it looks cool.
My XJ looks like stupid, but I like to beat the shit out of it.
Why do they like to teach it? Because they like the look of the Jeep. I love the look of it. You are in the minority of people that would buy a vehicle for the chassis. Most Jeep people
are not buying the vehicle. I buy the chassis. I buy the frame for $300. That's all I use. That's the only good part of a JK.
Like I'm saying, you're the minority. Most people are buying it because I like the way it looks.
I like Jeeps. I want all the fucking ducks. I agree with you guys. Every one of them.
Because those same people, I got to have a Harley because it looks badass because I want to be a biker.
Because I want to polish it freaking 6 days a week so that I can drive it across town.
To the bar. Yeah, they all got old. Now they got Jeeps. And ruined it for everybody else.
Brad, you're still cool because you don't spend 6 days a week shining your Harley Davidson.
So,
you're all
the right. Last, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. The last real Jeep was built in 2006. When the TJ died, the real Jeeps died. And they should have put them on independent suspension and made them ride like a Cadillac then because that's all the people want.
Unpopular opinion, I'm going to have a Jeep someday.
I can fix you up right now.
Guy's going to work on it. He's going to wire my lights and stuff. I'm going to get a duck holder for the side of the door that's got a bullseye that glows on
place
it so
here.
People can see it.
Did you show Dr. Kelly the black Jeep for sale?
I did not. We're not in the market to buy any more vehicles.
Probably make you a deal.
We're not in the market to buy any more vehicles. Kaylin already thinks our yard looks like a used car lot.
I heard her yesterday. Hey, it could be Kaylin's new vehicle. She'll be driving soon.
She wants a dent side on 40s.
Give it a year, but that changes.
I don't know. That's what she's saying she wants now.
The second she figures out more than two friends can't ride with her, she'll want something different. Ask me how I know.
Perfect.
Ask me how I know.
Oh, I get it. But it'd be pretty cool to build a dent side. Caleb's pretty upset because I told him I'd buy like some big wide chrome wheels for it. He said, I hate those wheels, but they're perfect for a girl truck. That's what I tell him all the time. Perfect for a girl truck.
Any more on this topic or?
I don't know, we're about 40 minutes.
We're about 40 in, so let's jump over to what's burning. This past week, all of my burning has been with your, well, outside of a little road trip, but so I'll just, mine's short and sweet. So Saturday we took off. I went down to see our little hobbit friend. He kept trying to stand next to me and get a picture.
Our Lucky Charms friend.
Yeah. Magically delicious.
I'm a leprechaun.
So I got to see all the trail-hated boys, though. Dave was there. Rick was there. Rick's wife, Jess, was there. And that was the main reason we went, because Rick and Jess got one of our Siberian puppies. And shameless plug, I have two more. I have a boy and a girl left. They need to find new homes.
Somebody needs a puppy.
So they are the cutest little shits, but I do not need that many. God, they're like women. They go to the bathroom together.
Why is everybody leaving?
They gotta go potty.
What did I say?
Yeah. So. Another dog. Careful, I'll drop one off. So anyways, so we did that. Got to see them for a couple hours and then blasted back. And then my Sunday was spent hanging out with Court. So Court, I'm going to let you talk about burning.
Ooh, what's burning? So ton of stuff was burning this weekend. Earlier in the week, did we talk about gluing down the sink at the last episode? So the farmhouse sink's installed officially. We worked on the shelf that goes up above the washer and dryer. We cut that all out the other day. Saturday, Kelly and I worked on the closet, like entryway closet. So we got a shelf in there, place to hang coats now. Made Mama happy. Finished grouting the shower on Saturday. Then we went on a trip to Menards and got stuff for Sunday. Sunday we tiled or trenched in tile for all of the downspouts. Buried those, started moving dirt around, spread 5 dump trucks, loads of gravel in the yard. Played with the land leveler. Tore a couple of the downspouts out of the ground with the land leveler.
Yeah, Court's still learning depth perception with the land leveler on the have you named that skid loader yet?
No, it's still unnamed. Then tonight I finished installing the shower head and the valve, cocked the shower, so now we just got to hang the shower curtain and we can shower in there.
You cocked the shower?
Cocked it. We cocked it real hard. And then
still in the main, boys.
And then drank a few beers in the garage last night. The dog got smoked by a car.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Is he okay?
He seems like he's fine. So they disappeared for a little bit, like they tend to do sometimes. And I'm like, where the hell did they go? So I'm yelling for them. And all of a sudden, this car comes barreling down the road. Not barreling. It was going down the road.
They were going normal speed
for gravel.
I would say they were going slower than most of the people that go by your house.
For people that drive by our house, they were going slow. But he ran right out in front of the car. And I think it just nicked him. Like, I think it clipped him.
Yeah.
And Geyer's like, oh, he's dead.
Because I saw it happen. I saw the headlights, and I saw Opie, and he ran right into the front.
Was he chasing something? Or
getting yelled at because he was across the road.
Oh, I'm he's like, coming
get
back.
Get your ass back over here.
Oh, it's your fault.
I didn't know there was a car coming.
I'm kidding, Court.
But yeah, he ran right out, smoked the car.
Oh, man.
But He whined and yelped like I'm like, oh shit, we're gonna have to take him somewhere and finish the situation.
When I heard the thunk, I looked at Courtney and said, he's dead.
Yeah.
And then we heard him yelping and
I'm like, this is bad. And then he was playing fetch the rest of the night. So I think he's fine. But yeah, that was kind of a scary situation.
I know my dog was pretty much dead today after that.
Oh yeah. He didn't move, so I don't know if he was very inactive today, which is kind of typical for after a weekend of playing outside all weekend. But I think he was also moving a little slow because he got hit by a car.
You'd be moving slow too.
But yeah, tonight he was out running around the yard. And he seems like he's perfectly fine. I rubbed him all down to like make sure like he didn't yelp or
sure.
It didn't seem like anything was out of place or didn't have any sore spots, anything like that. So I think he just kind of skimmed off the front of the bumper of their car and got lucky.
So it was a Volkswagen that
hit well.
Him, and it had a real low like bumper and yep. valence, and I think he just bumped right off the freaking off the driver's front corner on it. He's lucky if that had been a truck.
Yeah,
it would have totally rolled
it would have rolled right over him.
Yeah.
But since that bumper was so low, I mean, no brains, no headaches. So.
Right.
So he didn't act any different.
He didn't know.
He ran right back out in the road about 2 minutes later.
Yeah, so he needs to learn his boundaries.
I told Court last night, like, maybe now when he hears...
He'll stay out of the road.
He'll stay out of the freaking road because that's bad no-nos coming.
That hurts.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's still dumb as ever. Just running around. Dumb as ever. So, yeah. That was my burn-in. It was pretty uneventful. I mean, busy weekend. We got a lot of stuff done, but typical weekend to work on the house.
I just thatched my yard. Just the front yard. Just the front yard. That's all anybody sees.
You know, if you thatched the backyard, it'd be softer when you lay it down there to sun your asshole.
We're still on the main.
It would be, but I would have...
Hello, kettle. This is pot.
I wouldn't have had any greenery left back there because it's all... I can't get anything to grow in the backyard.
So how'd the old John Deere run?
Right, fine. I think you got a weird spot in your starter or in the ignition switch because sometimes it's a little...
Yeah.
When you hit the key, it doesn't start the first time. You hit it the second time and it'll go.
Well, it sat underneath the snowdrift all winter long. Like, literally, when the snow melted, I'm like, one day, I'm like, I just wondered. Got up, pushed the fucking brake pedal down. Vroom, started right up. I'm like...
You didn't even have to charge the battery.
No.
It's a John Deere.
It seriously was... you didn't even know
John Deere didn't what make was the there. Battery.
That thing was totally covered in snow for the whole winter. Because the snow, that first snow, when it drifted up on the side of the house, it buried it, and it was buried all winter long. And it started right up.
It kept the mice out of it.
It did keep the mice out of it. Yep. That's my new storage solution. Oh, we moved the chicken hut.
Yes, we did.
The chicken hut got moved. So, yeah, we did a lot of shit.
Did a lot of... Did some grading and
there's a lot of stuff.
And you're ready you were ready this morning for the granite guys to come.
Oh, granite guys came and measured. Yep, that was done. I'm forgetting all the stuff we did. Next Monday is the big day.
At the install?
Yep.
We got work to do.
It'd be really, really nice. I'm not sure if it's possible. It'd be really nice to get the island built. Just because they're gonna bring a giant chunk of granite. And if it's not there, they're just going to set it in the garage, and then we have to figure it out from there.
So and that's going to be a really heavy piece of granite.
Yeah, it's 54 inches long and 51 inches wide, I think.
So did you end up doing it all square, or did you round the edges?
Well, the edges have like just a small radius, but not like...
We were talking about doing a radius.
Dr. Kelly said no. Just saying.
Might be a decision she regrets later, but we'll find out.
To be determined. But she did say
TBD.
She did say she wants to paint the whole island black because it'll match the fireplace that's getting painted black. And she didn't want the island. She always wanted the island to be different than the cupboards. Remember the old house she painted that like crackly or whatever? She likes the island to be different than the rest of the cabinet. So that's going to be black. So if we build it, set it, that's all we have to do. And then she can paint it whenever. So, and all she wants in the island is a microwave and something else that's Chad's fault, a trash drawer. That's all your problem, buddy. That was totally your fault.
Especially since it's getting painted. I've got a solution.
Okay. Because originally I was going to just take 2x4s and build like a big square and screw plywood to the outside of it and then put the X's on both sides. But now we got to put a drawer in one side or a door or something. You got an idea, huh?
I think so.
Okay.
We'll find out if it works.
If it doesn't, we just have to lift a giant heavy piece of granite off and try again.
Yeah.
No, at that point, you just have to live with it.
I'm interested to hear the plan.
Say, we'll just see what it all... I think my drawing's not too far off. I'm just going to change how we're kind of building it.
Okay. And so I can give you the actual measurements, because then you need an inch and a half overhang on three sides and a foot on the end where the seats
are. Where I'm going to drink beer while you cook for me?
Yes.
So
that sounds like a nice idea.
My general plan is to build it pretty modular. A bunch of small boxes all attached together and then frames around it.
Works for me.
So should be fairly easy.
What you been burning, Chad?
Oh, the last 2 weeks I've been moving my whole shop around, and I'm like on version 4.3. So
I feel your pain.
It's looking pretty nice there. When I stopped
there
today.
Was one night Chad and I were out there till what, 3 bells?
I don't know if it was that late or not.
I thought it was, because
one night for sure was 3 bells.
No, that was my garage that night. That was Friday night in my garage. Because you're like, oh, it's 3 o'clock. I'm like, I'm going to bed. Because I had to pick Chris up at 9.
There was a... that was Saturday.
It was Saturday night we were up till. I don't remember what night we were up late.
2:40 I left your house.
Okay.
And I did go straight to bed when I got home.
So I've got a new table saw coming this next week, and we're going to go chase that. So been trying to get the whole shop all arranged so that the dust collection is going to work for everything. And
should we just put the mics in the truck since we're all going?
That could be an adventure.
It could.
Might be fun.
Do we got room for a portable generator in the back?
This runs on batteries.
Oh, perfect.
It's got a battery backup.
Have we decided whose truck we're taking?
No. I think it's down between you and me who's got more room.
Definitely not taking Chad's.
No.
Unless some of us are riding in lawn chairs in the back.
Not it.
I mean, we could take the forest again.
5 of us?
Could take the Climax.
We got to pull a trailer and haul a trailer. You don't have
a 2-inch hitch.
I do.
Just have not to install it. I don't think your Climax would like pulling my trailer.
No.
Plus a table saw.
It'd be fine.
Will the table saw fit in the back of like Court truck or my truck, or do we need a trailer? Weight wise?
It would. It's just, I guess we have enough guys. It'd just be heavy getting up there. So we wouldn't have to have a trailer.
Well, the next time we load a table saw at your house, Court's driving his skid loader over. My back.
I can have him measure the total length and just see if it'd fit in the back of a truck.
The only problem with it is because the table saws have shit that hang out. Like the dude that bought your other one, one strap around it. I'm like, I wonder if he made it home with his back window.
Not our problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, go with God.
It's like the guy that bought the skid loader
frame.
Oh my God. I told Court we followed him out of your place. I'm like, don't fucking follow too close. That thing's going to be in your grill before too long.
30-30 warranty.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, those guys that come to get my table saw are kind of a hoot. Get out of the truck and cuss at each other. And
mind if I drink a beer? And the case of boat gas rolls out the back seat. So.
Sounds like our kind of people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Court. Who helps make this possible? Petrie the Garage.
Oh, I was like, whoa, I didn't know we finished burning yet.
Are we done? Did anybody else have burning?
You got anything burning, Brad?
Not really. Just trying to find a donor vehicle for building my truck.
Have you named it yet?
No, I can't get named until it's being built.
No, but you can get ideas, so. Though.
Borrowed parts.
That's
already used in town.
It's already used locally, yeah. You can't use that one.
So as I ran over what was left of a deer that a semi hit. And
I forgot about your...
Popped a tire. Kirk said that he could have, if you would have tried hard enough, you could have pushed your thumb through the hole.
Holy cow.
No kid.
Yeah. Nice. Did you find a tire for
that,
then?
That rib or whatever went all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
So were they able to repair the tire?
He said that it probably could be repaired, like if it was just a in-town driver and, you know, occasionally out, you'd be fine. But being as that's our main wheels and we put a lot of miles on it, he wouldn't. And that's kind of what I had assumed.
And I get that. With that big of a cut through the belt.
Yep.
Because sure as God's got sandals, you'd have been going to some baseball tournament and the whole belt would have broke and shifted and then you'd have really been fucked.
And there's no spare tire.
Right. No spare tire. They've got an air compressor that has a goo that it injects in there. And I mean, it did the job. It held
pressure. Is
that
like a one-time use thing or how does that work?
I think there's just a cartridge to replace, but I don't know for sure how it all works. I haven't taken the time to look into it.
Kelly was pretty impressed though, because we were at the Texas Road Whore having supper.
Yep.
And you sent the message, hit a deer, popped a tire, trying to figure it out. And Chris is like, almost home. I'll hook the trailer up. And Kelly's like, you fucking guys, it's just like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, we're in the middle of a date, and I'm like, eat your supper fast. We might have to go on a 911 rescue mission. She's like, oh, always.
I had all the windshield time managers like, are you awake? I said, I'll be fine. If Chad needs picked up, we're going to get him.
Right.
And I had to hook the trailer up anyways because we're bringing Skid Loader to your place the next day. So yeah. I wasn't on anything.
So I figured I'd start heading home, being as it was holding air, and if it let the air out somewhere halfway. It's like, well, I guess I'm halfway closer to you guys.
Closer, so. Yeah. It's a rescue mission. Yeah,
Kirk was pretty impressed with that goo that it shot out, though.
Yeah.
He said it barely leaked in the air.
So there is some, actually.
Did it make a mess? I remember when I used to bust tires for a living.
Yeah.
And fix-a-flat was the worst.
Oh, that's, stuff is, there's and so much new technology you, in that.
Was pop he, the was bead and the shit that splashed. Shit out at all?
He basically said they just cleaned up the TPMS sensor. He didn't act like it was a big job or anything like that. He just said there's, was that white stuff in the tire from that air compressor? Like, yeah, see, that shit really works.
There's a company that sells, they call them glue treads. And they literally say for like rock crawling that you don't have to take the spare tire anymore. If you gash the tire.
Like you didn't put it on the sidewall.
You put it on the sidewall and it'll hold the sidewall together.
Really?
That's crazy. Morphlate makes them. I actually want to get some.
I've had the slime that I carry, like when I take the ATV on trips, because you can't carry a spare.
Right.
So I always take I've got a bottle of slime and an air compressor that I could fill, fix one tire or something.
I used to carry that stuff too till I started using the ceramic BBs as balance weights.
Will they fill a hole?
No, the ceramic. If you have ceramic BBs, slime won't.
Slime will fuck the beads up, but if you're out on a four-wheeler.
On a four-wheeler, yeah. No, slime works great. That's what it was developed for, was low-pressure tires like that. So,
yeah, I wouldn't want to put it in a truck tire.
How about you, Geyer? Anything burning?
Just been, other than thatch in my yard, freaking.
He mounted the stand yesterday at my house.
And only drilled the holes wrong once.
You could reuse them. That's fine.
It's a good thing that they were the back ones. I won't have shit until we start doing my roof again.
I said Saturday I can go see Dustin and Dave and Rick, or I can be on your roof. Annie was really hoping you were going to say, I'll go with you. <'Cause> She did not like that 4 a.m. getting up and going to... Once she got down there and saw everybody, she loved seeing everybody, and she had fun seeing everybody, but we're heading home, and she's had a tooth.
The 5.5-hour drive and there in the 5.5-hour
She's going in tomorrow morning. She's got a tooth that's been bothering her for about a week that she's finally given in to, all right, I'll go get it checked out. I'm betting it's an abscess like I had, because it's throbbing and stuff, so... under a crown. So she's been a uncomfortable lady.
Which is, that's when you, because when they do a crown, did they do a root canal?
They did a partial root canal, but you know, they always try to save as much as they can. Whereas me, when they go to, I said, take all of it out. I don't want any of it in there. Get rid of it.
Pull that bitch.
So, but.
Like, take all the nerve out? Or yes. Take the whole fucking tooth
out? Nerve out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's been a couple times, like, just get the tooth out of there. I get more.
Because if they pull.
Cause there's been a couple. You only do that a couple times before I don't you ain't got no teeth.
Well.
I know what's wrong with it. Ain't know, got no teeth in it.
It's one of the back ones that, you know.
I don't know.
You only need for eating vegetables, and I don't eat vegetables.
I had him pull that one molar back there, and God, I missed that fucker. That was months ago, and I still missed that one.
I get one missing about the same spot. Never missed it.
He was fond of that one.
He was.
Well, you chew on one side, and you chew on the other.
Oh, I never thought of that for you. Yeah. Okay. Switch sides, buddy. Pack a little more chew in that side.
Pack her in the hole.
So... But anything else? I'm going to say it again. Court. Oh.
What did our hobbit friend say?
Well, he's clearly wrong, and I'm going to leave it at that.
And he's drunk.
Probably.
It's weird because he sent me a text message a little bit
ago. Yeah, and he we're just going to leave that. I'm not going through it. Court, who makes this possible? I was going to call him on the Patreon. I was going to call him, and we're going to give him a little airtime. I'm not now.
Not anymore.
He ruined that.
Let me see it. Let me see if you're overreacting.
We'll talk about it in a little bit. No. No, not yet. I don't trust you.
Then. Well.
Who makes this possible?
You don't fucking trust me? Motherfucker. Oh.
Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, I heard that. You don't trust me? You don't trust me?
Oh, God. Court, who makes this possible? God, why show... Hey.
You'd have been better off telling me my mother's fucking ugly and she's... and
Jesus.
All right. We love you, Kathy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mrs. Geyer, this has nothing to do
Court,
with...
Court, what makes this possible?
This who is possible. Us? Well... It's all Andy's fault. I'm sorry. Social Butterfly Media. Check out all...
He called me Yoda.
I sense much fear in you, yes? Drive a Jeep. Tow it home.
Hey, fucking ain't right, Brad.
I agree. That's why I don't have one.
Okay.
This is why we only have three sponsors.
Everybody take a breath. Court, you were at which sponsor?
The first one.
Yeah. The main one. The original. The OG.
I was hoping you would name it.
Social Butterfly Media.
There we go. All right. Social Butterfly Media do?
If you need help with any of your social media... Annie can take care of managing that for you. She can help you with virtual assisting. She can help you with making t-shirts. She can help you with all of your social media needs. We also have Crawler Off-Road. Crawler Off-Road has been gracious enough to send me materials that we still have not installed on Heap, but Heap's low priority. But check those guys out at crawleroffroad.com. They've got synthetic ropes, recovery gear, new products supposedly coming. I keep hearing this, but haven't heard what those are.
And it's not just for people that are in the off-roading industry. Like, they got stuff that you can throw in your vehicle if you get in a situation where you're off in a freaking ditch somewhere or whatever. You got to pull your vehicle up to your garage or...
Yep, so any kind of equipment like that, synthetic gear, you can... Check those guys out. And if you enter HTG10 at checkout, you can save yourself 10% off.
And if you're ever at Heat Treated Garage, you also know what the Wi-Fi password is now.
Right.
And last, but certainly not least, we have Bearded Customs. So give Art a call if you have any laser engraving needs. He's made us all some cool hats. He's been making a ton of cool hats for people. I've been seeing them all over the Facebook pages. but also laser engraving on cups, mugs, pretty much anything that a laser can burn, he can take care of. If it fits in his machine, he can burn it for you. So yes. Check out Art over at Bearded Customs. And with that, we've hit the end of the show.
Any of the last words of wisdom before we wrap this one up?
I don't think you're going to find wisdom here.
So that was
one of my, I was talking in class today and I told someone, like, man, we got to figure out what we're going to talk about tonight. And she goes, you should talk about light duality.
What the hell is light duality, by the way?
And I looked at her and I said, do I look like I'm smart enough to talk about light duality?
I don't know if I could spell it.
I don't even know what that is.
Is that so like lights on a dually truck?
So apparently what it is light is both a wave and a particle. So that's the duality of light.
Oh,
but
okay.
I cannot go any further than what she told me in class. She was writing a paper on it. I'm like, girl, you are way smarter than I am. There's a reason I teach industrial, not chemistry.
So,
I just Googled it, and it's like, oofta. Yeah, we can't talk about that. Light goes shiny. That's about it.
Light shiny, and that's how you catch bass.
And in the words of Safety Steve, wear your dark glasses if the light's shiny and bright.
Dark glasses if it's shiny, yes.
So, and don't forget, check us out. If you've already listened to us, you already know this, but tell your friends. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, at Heat Treated Garage, TikTok at Heat Treated Garage, and of course, give us a listen on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. That reminds me, one last thing I was going to throw out here. I learned on my drive Friday that, not Friday, Saturday, when I was driving down to the little munchkin's house and back. Exactly.
What he said.
Gloves are off with that little short fucker now. Anyways, I was listening to Mike Rowe's podcast. I forget who he had on, but they were talking about how, like, back in October, all the podcasts crashed. Like, everybody, it was like nobody was downloading or anything else. Apple changed their automatic download. And most of your podcasts are paid per download. For every download, you get a point something something percent, you know, of a cent or whatever. And so everybody tanked. Like, everybody's, you know, because Apple quit doing the automatic downloads. People are still listening to you, but all the formulas of what your listenership.
How well you're doing. Is that why we're like, man, we suck. No one's downloading our shit anymore.
It's because people are still listening, but there's
it's Apple's fault.
Yeah.
Fuck Steve Jobs. Is that Apple guy?
I think he's dead.
Oh. Steve Jobs is dead.
He's the Apple guy, though, right? Or is that someone?
That's Microsoft.
Who's the Apple guy?
I think you mean fuck Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was originally an Apple guy?
Yeah,
whatever.
So, at any rate, that was interesting for me to find out. So, but you can still, like I said, find us on all those platforms. Tell your friends, send us your ideas for our topics.
Yes.
Circling back to the beginning, we want to talk. We need some. I'd like to get some listeners on.
We want to interact with our listeners.
You want to be on the show? Yeah, we love interacting with listeners.
Like, definitely. So, and as we wrap up another episode of Heat Tree Garage. Remember, life's projects are always better with friends by your side. And my friends are better than your friends.
Way better.
Your friends suck the glory, Paul.